The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home, your world is limitless. The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home, your world is limitless.
Good morning all, Ryan Tuberty with you this Wednesday morning, the 9th of September 2020. The text number is 51551 and you can email ryan@rte.ie. It's hurtling towards 4 minutes past nine. We're here till 10 a.m. The text number, I've told you that already. I'm repeating myself. My head's kind of full this week. The Late Late Show was jammed for Friday night and I was there last night. I have an enormous amount of reading to do in terms of briefings and books. And so I was kind of, this explains what I was watching the news. And do you remember when you were studying for exams or something like that and you couldn't quite take everything? When you can only pour so much milk into a jug, then it starts spilling around the place. The news, and then they had the experts on talking about COVID. And I said, and the words that came to mind were white noise. It's just white noise now. I can't, the messaging is, I found it quite confusing. And then whatever news bulletin I listened to, or news programme I listened to, or current affairs programme, they'd have an expert on who's a professor of this or a doctor of that, and now they're contradicting each other, and now I don't know. And they were saying, oh, Dublin might be locked down, and then some guy went on prime time and said, no, that's not going to happen. I said, well, is it or isn't it? And Dublin's on the knife edge. No, we're all on edge. I don't know. Are we? Now I've just decided I'll do what they ask us to do and just keep motoring rather than trying to take everything in, because sometimes it's just too confusing. And there are so many experts and not everyone seems to be an expert. Well, they're experts, but they're not agreeing. And now I'm wondering who's right then? Who do I believe? Because there's too many cooks and the broth is being spoiled. So anyway, that was the news. That was fun. I was happy in the news then when I saw the happy bit where Sam Bennett won his stage on the Tour de France and he was crying like a normal human being because he was just overwhelmed and it was beautiful. So congratulations to Sam Bennett of Carrick and Shore. It was just a lovely thing. And it was a happy story in the middle of the noise, the white noise. So well done to him. And that was good news. And then I felt sad again because the Debenhams workers seem to be getting a horrible deal. And they're trying their hearts out to make ends meet and get things worked out. I just want to wish them well today, them and their families, because that's not easy. And they're out there with their placards and their attempts to move on with their lives, and it would appear to me they're being treated poorly, and even the Taoiseach admitted as much, and now he has to put his money where his mouth is, and in the sense of helping them along the way, because they're good people who are getting a bad deal from my reading of it. So hopefully they get some class of resolution. In better news again, the Galway Advertiser, galwayadvertiser.ie, telling us that the Roisin Dubh venue will be opening, or did open yesterday, which is great news. And there's a whole heap of shows throughout September. This is such good news because we were told the venues would be closed forever, at least for 2 or 3 years or something like that. And now look at this, with limited, with obviously social distancing and limited seat capacity, you can go and see Scullion there, or John Spillane, or Lisa Hannigan, or Paul Noonan from Bell X1. RoisinDubh.net. It's great. We want to hear the music playing again and live. For example, this Friday with the David Brophy and the RTÉ National Symphony Orchestra players for come together for a live performance from the National Concert Hall, which is a beautiful thing. Again, on at 7 o'clock live, which you can go to on the RTÉ.ie/culture and listen live on beautiful RTÉ Lyric FM. I was listening on my way in this morning. It's such a great station. It's calms. It's soul food. Whoever you listen with, Marty or Aideen, they've lovely voices. And it's like another planet where nothing is wrong. It's a great place. It's a great place to be. You know, I was watching the trailer for the new iteration or version of Rebecca. You know, the Daphne du Maurier book. And Laurence Olivier played Max de Winter in the original black and white version of it. Last night I dreamt I went to Manderley again. Isn't that the famous opening line? It's a great book, terrific film. But they're at it now again, and they've made a version of it which will be released in the next month or two. I'm not sure if it's if they needed to do that. Some things simply aren't broken, so don't try to fix them. However, the trailer for the new Rebecca, which stars Lily James, just not sure in it, and it also stars Armie Hammer, and a woman I've always loved is I'm great to remember her, but why does her name escape me right now? But anyway, she plays Mrs. Danvers. Kirsten Scott Thomas, thank you. She plays Mrs. Danvers, which is, as I was saying to the lads this morning, I'm getting old now. When the object of my affection is Mrs. Danvers, you know you're in trouble. That's that's terrible. It reminds me of that Dave Allen observation. You remember Dave Allen with the half a finger and a glass of whiskey, and he'd be like, he said, I remember when I was as a boy in the cinema, and I'd see a black and white film, and this ancient man and this ancient woman going to kiss each other, and I think, God, he's going to kiss her. Ah, horrible. And then you're 40 years old and you see the same people, you go, God, the lucky devil. Wouldn't you love to kiss her? And you're thinking, that's what happens with age. That's what I'm feeling now with Mrs. Danvers. You're thinking, holy smoke, how did that happen? Anyway, that's the trailer for it. Do you know what it is? It's the thing of great beauty. It's, and I was saying to the lads, in the COVID times, you know, watching footage of them in the that beautiful part of France and Nice and Cannes and so on, you forget it enhances the beauty of foreign countries and by the sea, that gorgeous cup of coffee in the morning looking out at the sea and maybe a cocktail at night. Oh, I was there for a second. And the clothes are gorgeous. Quite talented Mr. Ripley, one of my favourite films. You can see that sense of it. But unfortunately, Lily James, I just can't quite. She really doesn't do it for me as a leading lady. And even though she's beautiful, but it just doesn't have quite that edge that I would have loved to have seen in a film like that. Because Daphne du Maurier had a lot of edge. Didn't she write The Birds? Daphne Moore, didn't she write Don't Look Now? Creepy films. Creepy inside her head. But Rebecca, yeah, that's what they're going to have a go at that. So let's see what happens. And then you've got the United Kingdom cherry picking what they decided is legal and not legal. What's happening? Yes, we'll have that bit, but not that bit. Thank you. Sorry. He said it as if he was kind of apologising to go to the toilet or coughing. Anyway, they're all over, thankfully. Mentioned yesterday the possibility of a park being named after Stephen Gately of Boyzone. Well, the vote took place. Dublin City Councillors unanimously passed the motion to rename the Royal Canal Linear Park after Stephen Gately as he hailed from the area. And that's got everyone very happy in the Boyzone family. So well done. Good news for a Galway-based dental care brand called Spotlight Oral Care. Will use funds raised from Dermot Desmond's International Investment and Underwriting to bolster its US position. This is good news. This was a company founded 4 years ago by Dr. Vanessa Craven and Dr. Barry Buckley. And they've got this big investment for 10% of the company, taking Dragon's Den job. And they will be then broadening their interests around the US, I suspect, the UK and so on. But that's good news for the Galway gang there. Spotlight Oral Care. What do they do? Toothpaste, teeth whitening and toothbrushes, all of which we need. I got into the electric toothbrush about 2 or 3 years ago, the advice of my dentist, who said, you're just not flossing and you're not flossing enough. She threw the pen across the... I said, gosh, that's very full on. No, but seriously, you're coming in here 20 years. You at least floss once a week. So anyway, I'm now flossing a little more. But she said, at least you buy one of these electric things. And I did. And it's working out just fine. Andrew Scott, who I'm a big fan of, is the toast of London's West End again with glorious reviews for his one-man play, Three Kings. So congratulations to him. The whatsonstage.com website said, what a privilege and pleasure it is to watch him in his pomp in a monologue written especially for him by Stephen Beresford. Impeccable in the way he mines every word and thought for each ounce of feeling, humour and meaning. He plays a man damaged by his alcoholic father's neglect to perfection, letting us see the pain and uncertainty underneath, finding moments of theatrical flourish, but also intervals of stillness and quiet that are almost unbearable to watch. What a talent he is. So well done to Andrew, and delighted about that. Grant's grand, and I've done that, mentioned that. Mary Trump, Donald Trump's niece, will be on the Late Late Show this Friday. Her book is a fascinating psychological study of her uncle. And you will want to see what she has to say. Her uncle, meanwhile, is busy paying $80,000 for ruining the lawn of the White House when he held his rally there last week. He wrecked it with his unsteamed flags behind him. Unsteamed, somebody mentioned in a podcast I was listening. It's so true. One Direction, you know, it's curtains when Madame Tussauds say, yeah, you know what? You can melt those ones. What? Yep, stick a wick in them. They're done. One Direction are being sent out of Madame Tussauds. They're gone because you've kind of left. They might be back, but they're going to have to be remoulded with extra wrinkles and a few tattoos, no doubt. So for the time being, they're gone. That was Niall Horan now, a nice fella. He should buy his one. Wouldn't that be sort of fun to have in your house? I don't think that's narcissistic. That would be just bonkers fun. And Steps are back. This does not move me for a moment, but I know it'll move a lot of people this morning to know that. No, I'm not going to play them, but yes, they are back and they have a new album out, so God help us all. And my eye is often drawn to the fashion pages to see what's happening, not just for men, but also for women. And apparently, the stardigan is what the women will be wearing this autumn winter. The what? The stardigan. The difference between just some clothes and a total look, we're told, can be as simple as whatever you throw on to tie it all together. For me, says Emily Cronin, that's been a cardigan. But not a cardigan as I once knew it. Not a sad desk cardigan, you know, the thin nothing burger garment that lives on the back of your office chair. Just in case you ever require sleeves, that garment's 2020 cousin is something altogether flashier, showier, starrier. It's a stardigan. What makes a cardigan a stardigan is a certain assertiveness of spirit. It might be chunky, or fringed, or fuzzy, or balloon-sleeved, energetically patterned or coloured, with novelty buttons or metallic yarns. And on it goes. The stardigan. So it's basically a pimped-up cardigan, and there's pictures of them here, and they're beautiful. Never underestimate. I've never worn a cardigan in my life. Never will. Unless it's for a toy show, hilarity, or I'm 100. No, it's just not for me. I just don't think it's... Mrs. Danford, played by Dame Judith Anderson, says a text, against Joan Fontaine in 1939, redone excellently by Dame Dana Rigg in a remake, says a Wexford listener. She's a great character. Gemma says, I watched the first episode of The Deceived. I also thought of Rebecca. You know what? You're not the first person to suggest that to me, because there's a big, beautiful house burning in the opening scenes of The Deceived. And I think they leaned on their bookshelves to for a little inspiration, shall we say, when it came to that plot line. But yes, nothing wrong with that. There's some great news out there. It says, Phil, come on. The Kardashians are finishing up next year. Everyone could go back to looking normal again. Good. That's nice. And Ryan, I just looked at the trailer for Rebecca. Yes, Niamh, I had reread the book and rewatched the film during the lockdown. I loved Daphne du Maurier's writing. I have to say, I think Lily James looks appropriately young and innocent as the unnamed protagonist. And Kristen Scott Thomas as Mrs. Danford looks suitably chilly. I can't wait to see it. Yeah, fair point. And another, just to say, I love the show. Great. I recently got engaged to the lovely Sarah, and what a beautiful morning it is out there. Have a great day. Random, Brendan, but definitely happy. Congratulations. You think that's bad, says David. I did a double take at the TV in passing the other day as the lady in the advert caught my eye. She was advertising incontinence pants. Well, you know what they say. There's someone for somebody, for everybody out there. 51551 is the text number. You can email ryan@rte.ie. We are busy today, so let's get down to business.